I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. This weekend, the Old Fort Players in Fort Madison are presenting the play Trying, a two-character play based on the author's experience when she worked for Judge Francis Biddle in the 1960s. Judge Biddle was the Attorney General under Franklin D. Roosevelt and Chief Judge of the American Military Tribunal at Nuremberg under President Truman. The play is about a young Canadian girl and an old Philadelphia aristocrat trying to figure each other out in what Judge Biddle knows is the final year of his life. The play, Trying, by Joanna McClellan Glass, will be staged tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., and on Sunday there is a matinee at 2 o'clock. For tickets, contact the theater at 372-9559 or contact the theater at oldfortplayers@hotmail.com. The Old Fort Players, presenting Trying at 725 Avenue G in Fort Madison. The 31st Annual Western Illinois University Marching Band Classic, a contest for high school bands, will be held tomorrow on Hanson Field on the WYU campus. This annual event is a field competition in a two-division championship format. Regional bands involved in the activities include the Hamilton High School Marching Band, the Orion High School Marching Chargers, the Rushville Industry High School Marching Rockets, the Macomb High School Marching Bomber Band, and the Galesburg High School Marching Streaks. And, of course, the WYU Marching Leathernecks, under the direction of Matt Thomas, will provide two performances during the day. Admission to the Marching Band Classic is $7 for adults, $4 for students and children. Under 5 are admitted free. WYU students will be admitted free with a valid student ID card. And that all starts with a performance starting at 1:15 tomorrow in Hanson Field.
Whoa!
Tomorrow night in Donelson, Iowa, there will be a fundraising concert for the Donelson Public Library. And that fundraiser will feature Lee County native and anti-records artist William Elliott Whitmore. They'll be performing at the Green Acres Golf Club in Donelson. The organizers are hoping for good fall weather. It may be a bit chilly, though. So be sure to be prepared for both indoor and outdoor seating in the porch area by the restaurant. Beverages, including hot cider and a full bar, will be available from the Green Acres Club only. Tickets will be $10 at the door, with free admission to kids under 6 years. Hailing from a horse farm along the banks of the mighty Mississippi, William Elliott Whitmore has developed an intense love and spiritual understanding of the land of Iowa, which he conveys through all of his records. A concert to benefit the new Donelson Public Library at Green Acres Golf Club in Donelson. That is tomorrow night from 7 to 9 o'clock. On Sunday afternoon, in the Grand Theater at 26 North 6th Street in Keokuk, Iowa, the Keokuk Concert Association presents the Home Free Vocal Band, an a cappella group. The award-winning sensation is a distinctive combination of comedy and music featuring five male vocalists using only their voices for performance. The Home Free Vocal Band, the a cappella group, will be singing at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Grand Theater in Keokuk. Single tickets are available at the door for $20 apiece. All part of the Keokuk Concert Association's 87th season. In Macomb, on Monday and Tuesday, the fall installment of the film series at the Rialto Cinemas in Macomb continues. This week's film is Robot and Frank, a PG-13 rated comedy starring Frank Langella. On Monday evening, the shows will be at 7:05 p.m. and 9:25 p.m. On Tuesday afternoon, the shows will begin at noon, 2:20, and 4:50. Robot and Frank, this week's featured film of the film series at the Rialto Cinema in Macomb. We'll be right back. Monday evening, the Western Illinois University Symphony Orchestra dishes up the scary stuff. It's their annual Halloween concert under the direction of Dr. Richard Huey. The concert is open free to the public. It starts at 6:30 p.m. in the Kofak Recital Hall on the WYU campus. Kids are encouraged to wear a costume. The orchestra members certainly will be dressed up. There will also be a costume parade and candy for the kids. The WYU Symphony Orchestra's annual Halloween concert, Monday evening at 6:30 in the Kofak Recital Hall on the WYU campus. There are faculty recitals in that very hall on Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday, Eric Ginsberg presents a faculty clarinet recital at 7:30. It's free and open to the public, featuring music of Enchanson, Max Reger, and Francis Poulenc. And on Thursday, there is a faculty recital by trombone professor John Mindeman. That also at 7:30, that also free and open to the public, featuring works of Mozart and Bach and Mindeman. 1 week from tonight, at the Forum in downtown Macomb, the Western Illinois University BCA presents Here Come the Mummies. A funky band of Egyptian mummies will be performing at 7:30 p.m. that evening. They bill themselves as a 4,000-year-old band. The BCA's Mike Music talked to us about them.
Here Come the Mummies. And if any of you out there know the Mummies, you're going, oh my, they're coming to Macomb! Here Come the Mummies. Big, fat sound, rhythm and blues. Now, the story is, or the legend is, a little background. The Mummies actually perform in mummy garb. I mean, bandages, their faces are wrapped, they go under pseudonyms or nom de music or nom de, but they have pseudonyms they go under. You don't know who they actually are. And the legend is many of them are under contract with recording labels. And so they cannot perform as themselves. But when they perform as the Mummies, they can do whatever they want. In fact, even there are times when they'll go out in the lobby before the show, they'll just, well, how are you doing today? No talking, but it's a horn section, rhythm section, singer, guitar. It's a big, huge, fat sound. I think their website's like, herecomethemummies.com. Check them out. Amazing. We're working on having the optimum venue for them to be at so that you can enjoy the entire show. You can dance and you can sing and have a good time too. But ask anybody that's ever seen their show. You see them once and you're sold. You're there.
Here Come the Mummies, Friday, November 2nd. They'll be in bandages. And no curses required, I believe. So this is a great opportunity for some fantastic R&B.
Don't you worry, baby, I won't kill my desire. Nothing's gonna stop me, not hurricanes, floods, and fire.
Here Come the Mummies, Friday night, November 2nd at the Forum in downtown Macomb. Tickets are available at the Hainline Theater box office at 309-298-2900, at bcabringsthestars.com, or at the Forum, the night of the show. Admission is $15 for the public, $10 for WYU employees or senior citizens. WYU students are admitted free with a valid ID. All attendees must be at least 20 years old to be admitted.
Thank you.
You know that beautiful tune from Ken Burns' documentary, The Civil War. It's called Ashokan Farewell, and it was written and played by Jay Unger and Molly Mason. They'll be our guests here at Tri-States Public Radio for a celebration concert on Saturday, November 3rd, a week from tomorrow night. Tickets are still available. You can obtain them by calling 1-800-895-2912 or by visiting us online at tristatesradio.com and following the links for our celebration concerts. 7:30 p.m., 1 week from tomorrow night, Jay Unger and Molly Mason. Here's another beautiful and familiar tune they wrote for the movie Legends of the Fall. Jay Unger and Molly Mason playing music they wrote for the film Legends of the Fall. They'll be here in our studios for a live celebration concert 1 week from tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at 1-800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com. I'm Ken Zonley. Join us again for Performing Arts Gallery.